You're listening.
That's money. Money, 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 money.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Dave Spano, CEO of Annex Wealth Management. Dave, happy Monday to you. How are you doing
today? Happy Monday to you. You're going to watch some baseball this afternoon. That's for sure. We'll see what the Mets... See what the Mets are up to. You know, series here, get on an airplane, go to Atlanta, and then they're likely going to split and be right back here. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's exciting for sure. I saw something in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. The headline was, "When did a $200 hotel room start feeling like a bargain?" And no matter who the Brewers are playing, like the great thing is about coming to Milwaukee for the playoffs, hotel prices are pretty good.
Listen, Jeff, I had a friend who was in New York last week, and he paid $1,000 a night. So that's what it's costing in the big city.
Wow. I mean, we pulled some prices via Expedia. That's probably where people are starting some of their price hunts, like the Ambassador on kind of near West Side, Marquette, $150 a night.
There you go.
High
you can rent out your basement, Jeff.
Yeah, I might. I might.
You and Steph would be happy to have a couple of stragglers from New York.
Hyatt Regency is only $139. The Kin Guest House in downtown Milwaukee, $242, and that's kind of on the high end. So in terms of prices, no matter who you're who will be playing the Brewers, the prices are still holding well in the Milwaukee market, which is good for baseball for sure. Let's see. What about the prices of stocks? I mean, obviously, interest rates are coming down. Investors might want to chase the trend a little bit. But what's our playbook now for various stock picks?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. And you think about, we talked about inflation for so long. And the reason why we did that is because the Fed had to make a move. You know, they obviously raised interest rates to slow the rate of inflation. And again, I talk about this a lot, is that slowing inflation doesn't mean lower prices. So even though in the rate of inflation has slowed down, the prices are still higher than what they were. But now that the Fed has begun to lower interest rates 50 basis points last week that we talked about, likely betting odds are talking about another 50 basis points the day after the election. Why is that important? Is because lower interest rates generally are good for stocks, higher interest rates, because the cost of operating your business then goes up. So what we do is we look at interest rates. That's part of it. And then you look at what are the other environments that go along with that. You can see what's happening, for example, in China. China's beginning to pump stimulus and into the economy. So all of these things could be good for earnings. But what we don't know is the political outcome. Mm-hmm. And that is really what's going to be important, because tax policy is so important. So what's the playbook? Playbook remains the same.
Yeah.
Should you chase the market? Obviously not. Should you buy companies that have, really good earnings and increasing sales? Yes. Should you diversify? Yes. These are still part of the playbook, no matter what happens. Jeff, I've been doing this a long time, and I can tell you, just most recently when President Obama won, all our Republican friends said, sell everything, go to cash. Well, that was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When Trump won, all our Democratic friends said, he's going to blow up the world. Well, obviously that was wrong. So, investing through changing political outcomes is really the answer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you speak of politics. I mean, obviously, both candidates have a little different views. But it was interesting. Over the weekend, somebody said, well, Jeff, it's not about the tax rate so much. It's about changing the tax code. And there's a lot of nuance between the two candidates and what they're talking about. But when you look at tax policy, how do we kind of balance the rate and the code, because there's a lot there.
That's a great question. So think about tax rate, folks, and that is really the percentage that you pay. And, I heard a lot of talk most recently about, back in the 1980s, there was a 90% tax rate. Well, folks, that is the marginal rate. In other words, the next dollar paid. That's not the effective rate. The effective rate back then was in the 30s to 40%. So that's not, it's a good talking point, but it's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation you have to talk about is what's the tax rate. So right now, candidate Harris is talking about having some of the tax code expire. That would mean that the top tax rate went from 37 back to 39.6. Well, I guess there's a conversation to be had there. But you look at policy and you talk about higher income tax rate, higher capital gains rates, higher unrealized capital gains tax. That'll make your head blow. Lower estate taxes, higher corporate rates, higher international rates. You know, Trump talking about, you know, removing the tax benefits for electric vehicles. There's a lot of things that could change, and that's policy. Mm-hmm. But policy is determined not by who sits at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but by who controls Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very, very well said for sure. A few weeks ago, we talked about gold prices. When we come back, I want to get your take on silver because I'm hearing that there's a bit of a golden tint in silver. Dave Spano, CEO of Annex Wealth Management, joins. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Dave Spano, CEO of Annex Wealth Management, joins us. So, Dave, I want to get your thought on this. How do you explain the paradox between all the hard data that we all see each and every day, and then what our emotions and sentiment are telling us about the economy? They never seem to quite align, and it causes, you know, some interesting conversations for sure.
Yeah, it really does. And you've heard the word vibe a lot, right? So
yes.
The vibe session. So the vibes and recession put together. And it's really, it's consumer sentiment and consumer confidence. And how are they going together? Because unemployment rate is low. I mean, even though it's gone from 3.4 to 4.4 and likely to go to higher from this point, what is the sentiment? And right now, if you look at it, sentiment is really low compared to where they're at. So How do you look at that? And I think you have to think about people's personal economy. And unfortunately, there's a bifurcation in this country, which is substantial between income levels.
Yeah.
And those people who are earning and employed and are above the Mendoza line are feeling good about it. But those folks who are on the bottom 70% probably in this country, they're not feeling that vibe because interest rates are up, inflation is up. Inflation is tempering, but prices are still up 20 to 25%, and sometimes higher. And so they don't have the same vibe. So really, your perspective really is your personal pocketbook. And you hear this often: people vote their own pocketbook, and that's why, you know, you hear Republicans and Democrats just talking right past each other because they're in different. They're in different camps.
Yeah.
They're in different psychological, they're in different economic camps. And that's a lot of the reason why people don't connect.
Hmm. All right. Be interesting to keep an eye on the vibe session for sure.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
And also people are looking for, you know, different investment opportunities. We talked a few weeks about gold prices and, you know, it seemed to be like, ooh, I got to get in on gold. And now silver's kind of coming up and having a little bit of a moment. What is your advice with gold and silver today?
You remember the Rolling Stones songs, "You Got the Silver"? You got my heart, you got my soul, you got my silver, you got my gold, right? Dropping little stones on you here today. But, you know, silver is sometimes called the poor man's gold, right? And so you see where silver's gotten up to $2,700 an ounce, which is pretty significant. And why does that happen? Part of that is the debt of the country. And so, you know, people are looking to, you know, a weakening dollar. So that generally is good for gold. But we look at the comparison between gold and silver. And so that ratio is usually hovered around 50 to 60. So, you know, you look at gold at $2,700 an ounce and silver at $31 per ounce, I think it was this morning. And you look at and think about what is that ratio today. Today it's up to 84.
Wow.
So what does that mean? Does that mean that gold is going to come back down or that silver is going to make a rally? I think it could be the latter without giving investment advice here, but it could be the rally for a lot of reasons. And that could be because silver is used in industrial uses, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think about electronics and renewable energy, especially solar, they're out there. And so silver could kind of close that gap a little bit. We've been looking at it. And so I think it's a really timely topic to bring that up, Jeff.
Yeah, and you know, you got some more silver use in manufacturing too.
For
obviously,
sure.
Both candidates are talking a lot about manufacturing, and that's high on everyone's mind for sure.
I mean, you think about just the power uses that could be for AI. I mean, the use that it's going to need to power AI is substantial, and that's why you're going to start to see other sources especially nuclear folks, that conversation is going to start to come up again. And I even read recently that Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania is going to be part of the conversation again. And yeah. All of us of a certain age remember what happened there.
Yeah. Okay. Are your parents? Did your parents stay in their home for a long time as they aged?
My mom did, and okay. God bless her soul. She just passed a couple of weeks ago. But you know, we talked about these things of staying in your home.
Yeah.
Right, Jeff. I mean, can they do it is really the question.
Right.
Right. And personally, we've been doing this, and I, as a guy who's been doing this for nearly 40 years, we help people through this all the time. In fact, I got a call this weekend. We have an office down in Southwest Florida, and there was a person that was up there in one of their condos, and after the hurricane, the elevator went out. And they're 15 stories up. How do they get down? Yeah. I mean, they can't go 15 stories down, 15 stories up, go to the grocery store, so on and so forth. So
yeah.
I got a call, and fortunately, one of my friends helped them out.
Oh,
but, what's the objective? Are they accessible?
Yeah.
You know, do you need to maintain
your
house?
We're going to hold on this topic for next time because there's a lot to talk about here. Dave Spano, CEO of Annex Wealth Management, I appreciate your time.